friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out. Hi.
Morning.
Morning.
How's it going?
Good.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be kind of fun because this is our What Would You Do number 7 sesh in July, the 7th month of the year for our 44th episode, which...
Yay.
So it's 777 on the 44th episode, which are my favorite numbers. These are lucky numbers. It's going to be a good day.
This is Lisa's... ultimate.
I know.
Live your life. Live your
best. I'm excited. And I'm going to be 44 next month, which is a big deal.
Yay!
It's going to be a good year because it's my lucky number.
Yeah. So do you need to start thinking about some birthday plans for your girl?
Oh, I just will.
Yes, you need to think of what your ultimate day would be, and then we could try to recreate that for you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I would love it.
Just eating a lot of food.
All right.
Okay, we can bring a lot of food. That's easy.
That's easy.
All things cheesecake.
I have some cheesecake in my fridge right now.
Oh, that's all I need.
Oh,
what? Could you create some amazing cheesecake cake?
Lisa makes the best cheesecake ever. She made it up. It's this maple bacon cheesecake.
Oh, wow.
It is insane.
I'd hate to have you make a cake for yourself.
I would do it. So I will say I'm making a tiramisu key lime cake.
Tiramisu key lime combining it?
Yeah, it's kind of like tiramisu-esque. It's not like we're doing soaking lady fingers.
Okay, you're not doing amaretto with the key lime and chocolate.
We're
going to
soak them in, I think. What's that sweet
limoncello or
no. Sweet and condensed milk.
Oh, okay.
So we're gonna make them real creamy, and then you put like, or maybe we soak them in key lime. I haven't quite figured it out, but it's gonna be creamy and sweet. And it's
Rose's lime juice, but how do you do that with the milk without it curdling?
We're figuring it out. We'll be fine.
That's awesome.
We do this.
Okay.
So I think you need to make a cookbook of all the recipes you make up.
So take
off.
You know what?
I have 50 Shades of
I would do, you know what, Lisa?
I actually
take Rose's lime juice concentrate and simple syrup, and then kind of water it down slightly, and then spray bottle squirt the lady fingers with that. So then the lemon concentrate goes into the lady fingers.
We'll make a simple syrup out of lime juice for
sure. Yeah, I would totally make a simple syrup out of lime juice and then spray that on the lady
so
fingers
fun,
and then that and then you can do this.
It's gonna be amazing.
Will...
we'll see
you're gonna have to save a piece for
Livia. Loves tiramisu. It's her favorite.
It's good.
And then you could do a lime pudding. This is totally works. I'm down with this.
We'll make this happen.
That'd be yummy.
It's gonna be amazing.
We should all bring our own version, make our own recipe and bring it, and like just like Olivia. Yeah, for Olivia,
a lady finger bake off.
Livia's birthday is in April. So, we've already missed Livia's birthday.
No,
it's Livia's birthday is on Sunday.
Oh, yes. Is she coming up?
She's coming home tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yay. I didn't realize that.
For the summer, I get my baby back.
Oh, she's back.
Oh, my goodness. She has one final that's like a...
Yeah,
that's so weird.
Oh, Lisa,
it's so different. Finals week, I remember back in my day.
At Hell Mall, school.
Let's figure out how to stay up all night so we can like cram, because you had to like have everything memorized.
Yeah.
And I think educators are now realizing, well, we have access to information at our fingertips. Like, memorization is not so important. So we're going to open book this, and we're testing to see if you know how to access knowledge.
And utilize and process it and apply it.
So it's nice that like they're a little bit more realistic about what the world's like.
You know, that makes so much more sense because honestly, the application and of knowledge is way more important than remembering it in most cases.
Yep.
Do you know how to apply things?
So,
can you
all right, well, let's get
to
this article.
So for this month,
yeah,
we because this we're seven themed. Mm-hmm. We're going to go with seven signs that man is highly attracted to you, but lacks the confidence to make a move. Ooh. This is like, you know, I get all these weird article feeds. I was like, oh, let's not do a what would you do. I want to just talk about this.
Yes.
So this is an article written by Ava Sinclair. Mm-hmm. And it just came across my way. And I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. I know we talk about it a lot. Like, as people are falling in love, as we're reviewing books or movies, like, gosh, totally miss that. It's so easy to miss those signs.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we kind of sometimes, I think, get caught up in our own heads.
Mm-hmm.
And
or what we're doing.
Yeah, what we're doing or what we want or what we're, you know, so we miss a lot of cues that people are giving us, which could be really slight, like little. Anyway, let's listen.
What are they?
They
are. They're very subtle.
Subtle.
But let's hear. Yeah, I think you'll say spot on.
Okay.
Spot on, Ava. All right. Number
seven
one.
Seven signs.
He's always around you.
Oh. Hmm. Always around
you.
So
the most, don't you feel like, she says, there's a peculiar thing about human nature. We tend to gravitate towards things and people we are attracted to. And men are no different. So if he's always around you, either physically or digitally, it's a strong indication that he's highly attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. So. Like I'm not around my beau and we've already like, good morning, good morning.
I saw this Instagram reel and this girlfriend asked her boyfriend, she's like, how do you know a guy's not into you? And he says, well, first of all, he won't text you or call you or
initiate
things. So if you're the one who's always like wondering what he's doing and, you know, like making up scenarios like, oh, he didn't call me because of this. He's like, I'm telling you, if a guy likes you, he'll reach out, he'll be there. Yes.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of interesting and it kind of plays into this.
Oh,
if somebody's into you, they will be, you know, going out of their way to make.
If you want to be with something or have something, you're going to make an effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know,
if there's no effort being made.
Actions will show you. Yeah. Like if you're important, they will make time for you.
Yeah.
Yes. And they'll want to because it's just so exciting. Yeah. It's already that time of day. Shoot, my phone's going to, I got to turn my work phone off. Set aside. I don't know. So number two, he's more talkative with you. This one, I think
some guys.
Brad is a man of few words.
Yeah, so is Ben.
Uh-huh.
So is and Bob, but Bob will talk to me.
Yes. Like I remember Ben and I, like we went on a date or something and I thought, he's talking so much. I don't think he likes me very much.
Uh-huh.
Because he was so quiet. Didn't say anything. Really? I was like, talking. Because like he wasn't saying anything. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy does not like me very much. Because he is not
participating.
He's not talking.
Yeah. God. But then did you find out he actually, this is him talking.
Yes.
Yes.
Like from his friends, like he doesn't talk.
He's
a quiet
man.
And I agree 100%. That's how we connect with each other is by communicating.
Do you know one thing that I think is different now? Mm-hmm. And I think because like my beau is quiet too and stuff, but I think maybe it's because those quiet guys, I think, will text more. So you started dating your beaus when texting wasn't really a thing. Mm-hmm. And so I started dating my beau with texting, you know, like, so texting is truly a back and forth. So they have to respond. So I think that because I got to start my relationship with a quiet boy with texting, he got used to that. Oh, you have to respond back
You weren't sitting at dinner looking across from each other and you picking up the Slack talking.
Exactly. And so we had over 2,000 texts back and forth.
I like that.
You know, before we started having those in-face, like, oh, hey.
So then tell me this, if you're not getting texted back, do you think that, like, I wouldn't say automatically that person's not into you just because they didn't text you back within 8 hours. Like,
But there's sometimes a lot of people who don't even look at their phones.
People are busy exactly. and they're not yeah, like no. a
But I just want to say, like, don't base it solely on, like, yes, if they're not getting so. Right back
Absolutely,
to you in 2000
yes. texts. Because, like, honestly, I would rather have a partner who's not attached to their phone 24/7 because yes. if the expectation is, you know, you always expect a text back within 15, 20 minutes, then that means that you want to have a partner 10 years down the road from now that's looking at their phone every 10 to 15, 20 minutes. And I don't want that partner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're right.
I want a partner who can set their, yeah, who can yeah. set their phone down for 2 hours and go, you know, do a project with me or be yeah. engaged with me.
I used to be told by people, like, I've been texting you all weekend. And I'm like, I've been really busy this weekend.
Me too.
I'm so sorry.
I'm the same way.
I wasn't trying to ignore you.
Honestly, yeah. When I get home, I'll plug in my phone and leave it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I have to look something yeah. up, I'll check it, but it's not with me.
That's how I am
100%
too.
Of the time.
Yeah. And
yeah.
And
so
yeah.
I would say the texting, but seeking out to talk to you or when they mm-hmm. are in your presence,
yes.
they're talking more with
exactly.
you and they're engaged.
Yeah.
Like that is exciting.
Yeah.
And that is fun. And they're
yeah.
into you.
And yeah. when Bob and I were at that texty, yeah. you know, we did look at our phones a lot more often.
Sure.
Obviously.
Because
well, we were anticipating, oh, you know, I mean, but we didn't like expect long. It just, you know, yeah. So, and that was that phase of our relationship because now we're not like looking at our phones every 20, you know, it's like, oh, if you look now, it used to be that we'd be like respond back and forth within a half an hour to
yeah,
an hour. And now we're like, oh, sorry, dude, didn't see your text. Okay.
Yeah. You've calmed down a little bit.
Okay, what's the next one?
So number three, he mirrors your actions.
Oh.
So yeah. did you know that when someone is attracted to you, they subconsciously mirror your actions? It's like an unconscious imitation game. It might be as subtle as him adjusting his glasses when you adjust yours, or him unconsciously matching your pace while walking. This phenomenon is known as chameleon effect.
So do you need to like test it out by like running your hands through your hair?
So no, I'm not kidding.
It too.
I remember when I was in high school, the big thing was like the yawn.
Oh,
You would yawn, and that like that's like our mirror neurons like
yeah.
kick in, and they make you yawn back because we're social creatures. But
oh,
that was
so
the
cute.
Thing. It was like if you yawn and he yawns, he likes you.
Oh, that's so cool that you guys did that. That's so cute.
So that
oh my gosh, Lisa.
Oh wow. Okay.
I didn't even know to be that sophisticated. I'm all like,
oh,
I picked my nose, and he picked his nose too. You know what though? I have to say that with Bob. So we were like texting and stuff, and I was like, when I realized he was kind of into me, is when he started texting me back XOXO because I sign off with XOXO.
Wow.
And when he started saying XOXO back to me, then I was
yeah.
like, oh, he likes me.
Yeah. Oh, mine was when Brad farted in front of me.
Oh, that's okay.
Like, oh.
My
true love. For sure. He's comfortable.
Was that flatulence in my presence?
Oh, and then because I was mirroring, he was like, yeah.
He stole my bowels.
No, not at all. Okay. I'm there. I'm so sorry.
Okay. What's the next one?
Okay. He gets nervous around you.
There it is.
My God.
Drink of water. Oh, see, Valerie's drinking her water too.
No, I'm out. And then a coffee. And
she likes me.
I like
you. Okay,
wait,
what's that again?
I was mirroring you.
You were. You totally did.
You guys are in love.
Number four, he gets nervous around you.
Aww.
How do you know? How can you tell that?
So when someone's nervous around you, they're a little bit more fidgety. They're adjusting their clothes or might be playing with their hands.
Okay.
Those are like just body signs, I would say. What does she say?
Bob never gets... I've only seen Bob nervous like...
He might fumble with his words. He might not be able to maintain eye contact, or he blushes really easily when you're around.
Oh, yeah, the blushing.
Don't mistake this for discomfort or disinterest. It's often just the opposite. His nervousness is his body's natural response to the fear of messing things up or being rejected by you.
What about like talking too much? You think like that's like
yeah,
a that's, sign
that
of,
can
like,
be a nervous tick.
Oh,
talking
I, yeah,
a lot.
I do that
like,
a lot.
Like,
yeah,
I sometimes do that also.
Totally, and saying like ridiculous, like oh my gosh, I can't believe I just said that. That was so stupid, but I'm nervous and I'm not thinking straight.
Yeah,
totally.
You're like, and you just talk over, like just talk out a situation. You never end up talking.
And
yeah,
and so you know, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's actually really kind of cute when people do that because you can tell when someone makes a, I'm excited to be around you, I'm nervous. Oh my God, did I just say that? Yeah, that's actually really kind of hot.
It is. It's adorable. And
yeah,
like,
I love it. Because like,
I do that too.
You're so cute.
That's me.
Yeah, when someone does that around me, I find it attractive because it's like, oh, they are attracted to me. I make them nervous. They want to impress me.
And there's this weird phenomenon, like when you realize someone's attracted to you, suddenly you find them more attractive.
It's
such a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, number 5.
Look at you two marrying each other. We're all leaning.
We love each other. Okay.
Yes. Number 5. He remembers the small details.
Mm. Oh.
So she explains, I used to think that my love for spicy food and old school rock music were my little secrets. That is, until a friend asked me out for dinner one day. He took me to this amazing Mexican restaurant that had live rock music. I was surprised and asked him how he knew about my preferences. He casually mentioned how I had shared these details in passing conversations. Mm. It was a sweet and thoughtful gesture that told me he was paying attention to our conversations more than I had realized.
Huh. And he's my husband now.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those
oh, yeah,
small
absolutely.
Details. That's how we build trust with each other, too.
Yeah.
Like, if we are remembering those little bits, mm-hmm. and it just shows this person cares about me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like, even in a long-term relationship, if somebody is, like, remembering certain things you've said, like, oh, we have college weekend this weekend. Uh-huh. And then they don't remember. You're like, huh.
Yeah.
Like, why do I have to keep reminding you of all these small little things that are happening in our life?
It does erode trust.
You are, yes.
Do you want to know something that's
really
so funny?
Important.
Yeah.
Like, as time goes by and stuff, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel really bad with some, you know, as my brain starts pruning. Sometimes with, like, long-term friends and stuff, you're like, I haven't heard their sister or their brother's name in like 7 years and I can't remember it. And I feel like a terrible friend.
Well, no, I think it's more like,
I cannot remember your brother's name right now.
Well, I don't talk about him that much.
I know, but I should still know.
Well, I can't remember your brothers and sisters' names either.
Yeah, but I have a ton of them. So that's fine.
That's fine.
And I can't remember Lisa's sister's names either.
Right.
I know, but it makes me feel guilty. I feel guilty.
No, but I think, but also I will say, give each other some grace, because there's been times where, like, I'm being told things and my attention's diverted another way.
Yeah.
And I wasn't prepared to take in information. And then I get like, oh, why weren't you?
Yeah.
Because I am a person that gets in the zone and
yes.
I kind of tune everything else out.
Yeah.
So be kind to me.
Oh my gosh.
Do my best.
Well, I don't know if I can handle you being able to zone it and be so organized and like coordinate everything for us and be so productive and
I'm
amazing.
Just saying,
I don't think I can handle you being in the zone and being so amazing.
Well, I don't know. I think we give our friends, we need to give our friends a lot of grace. I mean, our partner too, but we are like, if you're with your partner on a daily basis, there's certain things that they should know about you that, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking back to, like, when I was back before I was, when I was dating, like, and I totally miss those little things. Like, people would do, like, these nice little things or, like, put together these, like, soundtracks that they knew, like, that
oh,
I liked.
Oh, yeah,
this stuff.
Like a mixtape.
Oh, I love the mixtape days.
Or, like, they'd bring over, like, oh, I made this wonderful thing that you've, I like in passing it said how much I love my mom's cornbread. So someone had brought me over cornbread and I was like,
aww,
that's so sweet. We're friends.
Yeah. And
I was so stupid that I missed like those little things.
Yeah.
Like, you
but
know.
You do those things all the time though. Like both of you guys are so good at that stuff.
Well, I'm not. I don't feel like I am. I feel like I get so busy that I can't do as much for my friends as I'd like.
Just stop and think about how when people come, even just with your salon and stuff, when you're doing people's hair, you remember their stories. You can help. I mean, like, you just stop and think about it. You remember, you might not remember all the names of things, but you know what's happening in people's world.
Yeah.
And you
care. That is a sign, though. Like, that's someone's into you. It really, that's a big one.
I think so.
Yeah,
okay, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's protective of you.
Aww.
So they give the example. Does he walk you to your car at night? And I will say to you boys out there, that's an absolute
yes.
Must
to
do.
You girls out there, I'm going to tell
even
you.
Even if you don't like her that way, do it anyway.
Just make sure she gets home okay. She gets to a safe place okay. Don't just be like, all right, see you later. Bye.
So, I'm going to just right here. Like, so huge, huge difference. Like, the difference between the difference. Girls, it's a red flag. If a guy does not look out for your safety. Not that you can't take care of yourself, because you know I can fight.
But
I know how to defend myself, and I will fight. You know, like, you mess with me, you're going to lose an ear, and I'm going to take out your knees.
I love that about you.
You're going to lose an ear. I'm going to break your nose and take out your knees. Like, you're going to get hurt.
Taekwondo with this woman, and she is a badass.
So you're going to get hurt if you mess with me. I'm like, you made my personal bubble. I will give you a quick. I will tell you where to go, and if you don't go there, I will take you down.
Yeah.
So like,
but it's
huge. Bob, when we were together, like, if we were walking down the road in Spokane, he would actually change what side of me he walked on to put himself between a person and me. Like, he would just, and he just automatically, he always
that
opens my, he goes to
man.
My side of the car and opens, not because I can't open a car door for myself, but he checks out that side. He just goes with me to check out that side of the car and open the door for me, you know, because.
This world is not the same for men and women.
It's not.
We've
talked about that.
Recognize.
And I think it's like, you go back to that one question that people talk about. Would you rather be in the forest with a strange man or a grizzly bear? You know?
Yeah. I probably would pick the grizzly
and
bear.
And it's because men, women are, even as strong as Valerie you are, a man is physically can overpower a woman easily.
Very much so.
And
very much so.
So and we've also talked about how many crimes are committed the percentage wise by men. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
For another man to understand that about a woman's world and want to protect them from that
absolutely.
Is huge.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that is a good man. And
it's
you
a good man.
And pay attention to that.
Yes.
And it can be in little ways that she talks about, even as simple as carrying the heavier grocery bags.
Well, and my first husband, you know, like, he never cared. He never cared for my safety. He didn't look out for my well-being when we were in situations. Yeah. And the same thing, like, even carrying, I mean, we would get out of the car and I would carry, like, my husband right now, he's like, you have to understand you're not a pack mule. You know, he's like, you're not a pack mule. You don't carry everything. You're not responsible for everything. Share.
Yeah.
And so he's like, and he gets embarrassed. He's like, listen, I know you have to have your like, I have to have my go bag almost everywhere with me.
Yeah.
That's just my, you know, trauma response. And so he's like, okay, we go day hiking and stuff. I'm prepared for anything.
I know you are.
It's pretty impressive.
Yes. I love going places with you because you have everything anyone would possibly
when I go anywhere with Valerie, all I need is my chapstick. Maybe.
I have chapstick.
You know,
yeah.
She's got us all covered.
Like what Katie was having a reaction to the food last night. I was like, do you need Benadryl? What do you need? What can I? She's going to your purse. Like, I've got this. I've got that.
I brought my first aid kit always.
It's true. Like, I always have my go bag. And so it's really funny. So, like, Bob is like, okay, you got to let me carry the go bag. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. So he's, like, calmed down enough to, like, I can carry my little backpack go bag. He's like, but, like, you don't get to carry that. and everything else. Like, yeah.
So that's great. I love that. It's just,
it's,
to help
it's so sweet to like be, yes, be seen. Mm-hmm.
So okay, what's the other one?
The last and final one, okay, is he's genuinely interested in your life.
Okay.
So mm-hmm, your dreams, your aspirations, your fears, and even your mundane daily experiences. Mm-hmm. That's a very strong indication that he's attracted to you. Mm-hmm. So, and his intent to know more about you goes beyond mere curiosity. It's about forming a deeper connection with you, understanding your world, and being a part of it. This genuine interest is his way of indirectly expressing his feelings for you. If he's always eager to hear about your day, supports your dreams, and shows empathy towards your struggles, it means he's highly attracted to you, but lacks the confidence to express it directly. And I will say, you want somebody that is genuinely interested in your life,
yeah,
and also be genuinely interested in theirs too.
Yeah,
agreed.
Reflect that back.
And participates.
Yeah,
in
it's
your
so
life
that's what
allows
why
you
we come and have relationships, so we can share our hopes and our dreams and our fears, and have somebody that's going to support us, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, and help us carry that, because those are big things to,
yeah,
carry.
Yeah,
I don't think you should expect your partner to do everything with you. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of ridiculous, and I, yeah, think that, you know, one person can't be everything for someone.
But they should support
you. But they should support you and your dreams. Mm-hmm. And you should have things that, you know, you guys come together on.
Yeah. And do you remember, I got Valerie a book. It was called Porn for Women.
Oh, my God. That was the best. That was the best book.
It was, you open it up in the front page. It's like the guy is like taking out the trash.
Oh.
And he has his shirt off. And yeah, he's really
maybe he does it off. Maybe he does. But it doesn't matter. He's,
yeah,
taking out,
yeah,
the trash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like,
and then there's the vacuuming
guy. And
the
next one, he's vacuuming. Uh-huh. The next one, he's like taking the kids to the friend's house.
Yeah.
And then I think it ends with him sitting across the table saying, tell me about your day.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so freaking hot. So freaking hot.
Yeah, they're fully clothed.
Yeah.
But yes. Women, I mean, we want to, we're often doing that side of things, but it's not, mm-hmm, often reciprocated.
Absolutely. Yeah. You ask about their day and they don't ask about yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about that, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you have all these things that happened and maybe you want to share stuff that's like, yeah, you know, it, and who better to share that with than, mm-hmm, your best friend, your confidant, whoever that might be, mm-hmm, and have them truly interested and want to help you work through certain things.
Yeah.
It's like, I think when you ask somebody what happened, what's going on in your life, what happened to you today, it's, you can verbally, you're, first of all, you feel safe, mm-hmm, and comfortable, mm-hmm, talking to this person about, you know, the struggles, the happy things, all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
It's regurgitating stuff in your day, and then having the other person like truly interested, and then also like help you like work through those things. I mean,
yeah,
we find that a lot in our relationship, mm-hmm, the three of us.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Like, so it would be really amazing to have that in your personal life,
yeah,
or in your romantic relationship.
Yeah,
it's too. True. It's true.
Yeah. So if they are showing that interest, they are, mm-hmm, interested in more than just your day. Though
I have to check myself before I wreck myself here. Mm-hmm. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. But I was like, oh, I just had a, oops, I need to work on this moment. With friends, I'm way better about listening in that. And sometimes I just realized with my husband, I wasn't being super fair, because he's like this one thing that keeps up. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get more angry about it than you. And like, yeah, isn't that? And I was like, oh, I wouldn't do. I'm like, oh, thanks. I just had a moment of realization that I need to be a better friend there. So I'm like, thanks, guys.
Well, and I think that the attraction stage is different than the long-term maintenance stage. Like, we definitely, other things get caught up in the moment. And I won't say the attraction goes away, but just like sometimes the emotional state we're in, we're not ready to Yeah. Show interest in others. We're like, maybe.
Or we take
that,
it.
I don't know if I'm saying that right, but.
Well, yeah. I was just realizing.
Take it there because we're not emotionally.
I was listening, but I was there. Like, oh, I'm taking ownership of that problem instead of actually being a friend and hearing about that problem.
Yeah, listening, helping somebody else work through it.
And, like,
and I think
being a sounding board.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And asking them how they want you to do that. And it's like, oh my gosh, I just shitted the crap out of my poor, sweet, nice husband.
Yeah. And when we're like falling in love and we're in that attractive stage, we're really a lot more open and willing to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I think some of those things go
I want that
past
to carry
that.
Over.
I mean, and it should, because mm-hmm. that means you mm-hmm. are still attracted. You're still working on the relationship. Yeah. You actively
but
want
if,
to make
yeah.
it work.
If they're not showing signs that they're generally interested in you, that's, I feel like, a red flag.
Yeah,
it is.
Like,
well,
because that's going to be a long-term problem. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to be
and
able to
and if they don't start
like
off
that
way, you're, then there's no way it's going to improve.
They're the idea of fixing somebody or changing somebody
or thinking it's going to change.
Yeah,
it's not.
No, it's not.
Nope.
They are like, if they're going to be this way now, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. So you thinking that you can adapt to have them want to be interested in you. Mm-hmm. If they're not interested in you, they're not interested in you. And when you still go there,
yeah,
that's like, you're
if,
like,
if you
don't. Can't.
If you meet somebody, if you go out on a date to bar or something, mm-hmm. and they're like, "All right, I'm tired, I'm going home, bye," and then like leave you to just walk to your car, you're like, "That is not going to change."
Yeah, no,
they're never going to walk you to your
and
car.
And even if they want to call you up for a second date or a third date, it's like, okay, they may want to marry you, but they're like, you know what? But I don't. You know, they may be interested in having you as a partner or as a wife because you keep asking them about their day and they love that.
Yeah.
But if they're not actually interested in you, why do you want to be their partner?
Yeah.
Like, duh, just because someone else is interested in you, this is something I didn't know when I was young and dumb. Just because someone else is interested in you in having you be their partner does not mean they're interested in you.
Yeah.
They're interested in what you can do for them, not in you.
Yeah. I like to, we need to think. We need to think about that going into new relationships.
Well, and I liked that she pointed out these qualities, because it's easy for a man to like woo you with like buying you gifts or like even like dressing nice for you or being super showy. And that can be mistaken.
Yeah.
I mean, for attractive, that they're attracted to.
Oh, because they're putting
they're
effort
really trying
into
to do
you.
Is, like, bomb you and possess you, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But these are qualities that you are attractive, but are good qualities to seek out too.
Yes. I liked
that she brought out that instead of the other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can show you're attracted to somebody other way, or you can trick them into thinking, that. Yeah.
Ah,
so that's well put up.
Lisa, you're so insightful.
Well,
that was a good.
You were insightful. You incited insight.
Those are good little. That's a good little article. I liked it.
I did too. Mm-hmm. That's kind of fun too. I love how they kind of bullet point it because that's my attention span.
Yeah.
You crap you. Well, thank you, Ava. So for July,
seven,
our lucky number 777s.
Yeah. And if you happen
signs.
To be a 44 girl this year,
number 44.
Number
44.
Now
serving
number 44.
It's going to be good.
I'm going to be 49. Oh, craziness.
Good time to be alive.
It's a good time.
Let's not even talk about how old I'm going to be. All right.
It's going to be good.
All right, ladies.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Send us your love stories. Ask us your questions. Ask us, what would you do?
Yeah.
We'll tell you.
Why? WWYD. And if you come across a cute little article or something like this, send it our way too, because you know, it's
good idea.
Really fun.
Good idea. Yeah. We love to discuss this.
We'll talk about pretty much anything, but let's try to stay on topic because I don't as is.
Okay. As you all probably know.
Real quick.
Yeah.
It's true. It's all good.
Yeah.
And then to get a hold of us, you go to myperfectromance.com. There's links to our socials, but you'll also find there's our old episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I try to link funny things. Like if there's a picture of something we're talking about, I will link it. I'll put links to these articles
It's great.
And then what else?
Oh, and we've got, you know, if you listen to one of our interviews with a couple, we do have pictures of them on our website. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Along with the interview.
Yeah, and stuff. It's really cute. So, like, if you, yeah, and if you want to be interviewed and stuff, we've had people say, oh, you know, they're having their 70th, you know, wedding anniversary. Can you do my parents? And that's just so cute.
We would love that. Tell us about those things. We'll hook up with you.
Yeah.
And you can do that on the website, myperfectromance.com.
And, you know, love is at all stages. And so don't feel like you have to
be married for 70 years
and stuff like that. We have a cute little interview lined up with some high school students.
I kind of want to have somebody who just thinks that they might have met the one.
Oh, that would be so cute.
I want to talk to you.
Yeah. I think that's interesting.
Get a hold of me and say, hey.
And maybe we do a one-sided interview where we interview them about, so what's making you think this? And that would be so cute. And then we'll interview you with your beau or your sweetie pie.
Let's talk about it. If you're like, I think I might have.
Yes. Do they do these seven things?
Yeah, to be applied. Let's talk to us.
Yes.
Communicate. All right. Thanks, you guys.
XOXO.
Bye.
Bye.